April 24, 2019. For Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Sashni Madi, making headlines. Reserve Bank will likely keep interest rates steady at next meeting. Political parties square up in Southern Cape. And Free State ANC lists judgment to be heard. Interest rates are likely to remain unchanged at next month's meeting of the Monetary Policy Committee of the South African Reserve Bank, believes Momentum Investments economist Sanisha Pakrisamy. The committee will begin its three-day meeting on May 21st, and the Reserve Bank governor is expected to make the repo rate announcement on the afternoon of May 23rd. Pakrisamy says the positive downward trajectory in inflation expectations, alongside weaker-than-expected growth, has likely lowered the pressure on the central bank to maintain a tightening bias. At the same time, the hurdle to interest rate cuts remain high. The Southern Cape region is said to be one of the most hotly contested areas in the May 8th election, with perennial heavyweights the ANC and the DA slugging it out for bragging rights in towns. However, the African Independent Congress is vowing to weaken the ANC as it seeks to grow the party across the colour line in the region. The ARC is focusing on the coloured community, which the party says has been marginalised under ANC rule. Three disgruntled ANC members who filed an urgent application with the Gauteng High Court in Johannesburg to have the provincial list nullified will hear whether the court believes their application is urgent or not. The applicants argued against the party's list in court on Tuesday, saying the provincial list process had been flawed. The applicants say they turned to the court after the party had failed to address their concerns. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at PolityZA.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.